This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DG Aspie. It is past 6 p.m. Happy Monday. This one bother you? Three days off?
No.
Felt like a long one. I did less this weekend than I maybe ever have.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I had a packed weekend.
Yeah, I kind of wish I would have. I had some things planned, and everything I had planned fell through.
Yeah.
Which I was fine.
Yeah.
But like, I just haven't sat that much in a long time.
Right.
And sometimes you need it. Like, you just mentally, physically, like, this is good. But
you know what I didn't do? We talked about this a little bit earlier, but I barely watched TV. I barely watched the news.
I made up for it.
I had to catch up on
Netflix is fine because of me.
Well, I meant the news. Like I had to catch up on all of it. Yeah.
Isn't that a nice feeling?
People were texting me about like the Mount Rushmore thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, can you believe this? Or he said this, or the media is covering it like this. And I was like,
can I tell you something, dude?
Didn't watch a minute.
That is honestly when people say, what do you want for your future? What do you want for your kids' future? And I'm not trying to be goofy here. I really, really, truly mean it. Whoever is in office, whether a Republican or a Democrat or whatever it is, I just hope that I can grow old in a time and my kids can grow middle-aged in a time when we're not focused on politics. That would be a gift. I would like for them to be able to grow up the way I did, which was, I don't know, I don't care. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that would be nice.
An hour of news a night.
Yep. We could do it.
Yeah.
We act like it's an asteroid. Like, we have no control. Like, well, can't do anything about this. No, you can. You could. Just like you. You disengaged. People can disengage.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rach, you disengaged and went to a mall?
I went shopping this weekend.
In a mall?
Not in an indoor mall. I went to the formerly Taubman Prestige Outlets in Chesterfield. It's got another name now.
Yeah, that's going to make all the difference.
Should have written it down.
The big outdoor mall?
Not the big one. I went to the smaller, less exciting one.
She went to the less pretty sister.
It's like right off of the Boone's Crossing exit.
Yeah.
And I went to The Gap, and I went to J. Crew.
Did you buy any Lucky Brand shirts?
No, because they closed your Lucky Brand outlet, Dave. Sorry.
There went my last reason to go.
Hold on.
Yes.
So there are three outlet malls in Chesterfield?
There's two.
Well,
I thought there was the big outdoor one and the big indoor one.
There's an indoor?
That's Chesterfield Mall.
Yeah, it's not outlet.
The one in the valley. The one across the highway.
Yeah,
from
that's
the
an outdoor.
No, it's a big indoor one, I thought.
No.
That's an outdoor?
There are two.
And then there's one by the airport.
That's the good one.
That's the one with
the Nike store.
And the Disney store.
And the one directly across Boone's is also outdoor.
Well, that's three.
Yeah.
This is what I
said. There's Chesterfield Mall.
So there's three
malls.
Yeah, but the Chesterfield Mall isn't an outlet.
No.
Right, but
it just sucks, which makes you think it's an outlet.
What's the third mall?
But that one across the highway from the valley, like all the stuff in the valley, that's new.
That's the Taubman Prestige
Outlet. It was built the same time as the
Big.
They just renamed it.
I thought that was inside. It looks like one giant huge building.
No, it's outdoor. I mean, the stores are indoor, obviously, but it's outside.
I had always heard that was a not as good as the other one,
it's fine.
It's not like I don't like. I don't want to hate because I go to that one way more because I don't live in the Chesterfield area. So driving that extra 5 minutes, I'm like, I'll just go to this one because I'm always just going to like the Gap anyway.
Do they not have any of the same stores?
They have Oh, gosh. I think there's a Gap outlet at the other one, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, they have, like, right now they have, like, a, I think it's called Soma, which is, like, a ladies, like, underwear bra store. They have J. Crew, Ralph Lauren, America's Best Foot, whatever it's called, the shoe store.
I want to go to America's Best Foot. I want to see it.
There was a Club Fitness out there, which was cool. I went there a couple of times whenever I had a membership. I think they closed that one.
We should start a store called America's Best Butt.
Yeah.
It's a jean store.
Right next door.
I like it.
But yeah, I went.
Just have Andrew sitting in there in a bench.
I wore my mask.
Here I am.
Went clothes shopping. Haven't been in a very long time.
You were looking for it. You found it.
So you want to see it or what?
Hi, welcome to America's Best Butt. What can we do for a butt today?
Ask and you shall receive.
But no, it's just nice to like go shopping. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, you can go to Target and Walmart and pick up a couple of things. But to go and have like a relaxing shopping, I'm going to get myself a couple of tops and a pair of earrings. That was a really, really nice feeling. It was very distanced. Everyone had a mask on.
Yeah, if you have a mask on and you're sanitary, keeping your hands clean,
yeah,
you're fine.
I felt safer doing that than I necessarily would like going into a Target where there's
where
200 people.
In,
exactly.
Shoulder to shoulder. I
agree. I had my first experience of a line. So I went to Schnucks. There was no line outside. And I go there all the time. And it's the thing now where you have to walk up and they say, like, go to aisle number 8. But the line started like in frozen foods. I just hadn't seen that, but it was forever.
Yeah.
So when I was up front,
they moved pretty quick, but it's still insane.
I loved watching people walk up to where they thought would be the end of the line and look
and react.
And react.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everyone reacts. It's like, I don't know whether they feel like they have to react, like they're being watched, or that people are just that reacty, but it was just so funny to watch everyone's reactions.
Yeah, I think I told this story when it happened. This was like 2 months ago. One of those deals at Target, the line is almost the length of the store. A guy is walking up to get in line, and all he has is a shirt. like a not a t-shirt, but you know, like a nicer shirt, but that's all he has. And where the line was starting was like by the laundry detergent at this Target. He gets there. He looks around. He makes eye contact with a couple of us at the end of the line and goes, nope. And hangs his shirt like on a Tide bottle.
Good for him. Good for him.
Walks out that door.
He's got his priorities straight.
It was great.
I thought about that.
I don't blame him one bit.
Most of the people who walked up had just things in their arms, like very few things. And I was sort of the guy on the bubble. And normally, like if it were QT or something, I'd say, go ahead. But I felt like that's not my place.
You can't. That's so weird. You can't do that in
these
lines.
I've got 50 people behind me.
That's one of the things that's driven me nuts about this line, too. And I've seen people doing it. Like, I'll be at Target with a cart full, not cart full, but, you know, like a dozen things, 15 things. And there'll be a person behind me with one thing or two things. And they're just like, I just want to go to the self-checkout. But it's all one, or at least it has been. It's all one big line. And it's like, well, I can't keep letting everybody who's only got one or two things in front of me.
Yeah.
Like once we get up there, they'll tell you, mm-hmm. Oh, you only have one thing, you can go to the self-checkout. But why can't they just go to the self-checkout if you only have one or two things right off the bat? Why do you got to stand in line with everybody?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Had a weird mask moment. I just thought this was like perfect and summed up the entire country right now when it comes to masks. Went into J. Crew. Lovely young lady greeted me and let me know about the sale. I was happy because, look, I'm from Grafton. J. Crew is like mad fancy to me. And I feel like they don't want me in there a lot of the time. Like they're like, this lady doesn't belong in our fine establishment. So I was just happy someone said hello to me because they usually don't. And
what?
So I'm,
what?
Yeah, this is like, to what me, it's like a nice store.
Do you feel like they can smell the graft?
I feel like they're just like, look at this Hoosier.
Tony, I've never gone down this road with her. I've heard this a dozen times.
They discriminate. They know where
I'm.
That
makes no sense.
They know
that I don't
belong. You
look like a J. Crew model.
They don't think so. They're like, And then other people walk in, they're like, hi, welcome to J. Crew. Everything's 70% off.
I feel like maybe you're...
I It could be in my head, but look, if I did a study, the data would back me up. They never say hi
to
me.
We should put a hidden camera on you.
Yeah, we should. Like, what would you do? No,
She's told me this a lot.
We'll send three people in.
Yeah, and we'll see who they say hi to, and it's not going to be me. They got an issue.
All right. So anyway, for once
they said
they
hello.
Recognized you.
They were making sure everybody had masks on and stuff. And then this older woman came in and she's talking to the incredibly friendly sales girl. And she's like, "Oh, are you as sick of wearing this thing as I am?" And the sales girl's like, "No." And the lady goes, "Oh my gosh, I know you have to wear it all day long, but I just have to wear it for a couple hours and I just hate it. I just hate it." And she's just making conversation. And the sales girl goes, "Yeah, I mean, you really get used to it after a couple of minutes." And then the conversation was over. And I thought to myself, really, you can't just say to this nice woman, like, "Yeah, I know, but, you know, it's keeping everybody safe." You have to, like, drill down that actually it doesn't make any difference in your day whether or not this is on your face. And how dare you even say something
right.
about it? It was, and maybe she didn't mean all that, but it just made me smirk because I'm like, people don't want to hear it. On either side, they don't want to hear that they have to put it on their face, or they don't want to hear that it's unpleasant. Can't we just acknowledge that it's not that pleasant? I don't like wearing it, but I wear it. But I think it's crazy that you can't even like complain about it a little bit without somebody like, in that case, I would call that a virtue signal. Like,
yeah.
I get used to it after a few minutes. You don't even realize it's there after a few minutes. Well, maybe if you're wearing it all day, you forget you have it on. But if you're just the average person throwing it on to go run an errand, it's bothersome. Let them just make a little comment. They're not complaining and saying, like, "I can't believe you're making me wear this in the store." She was just making conversation with mm-hmm. you. It was kind of sad, honestly, that we're at each other's throats so much that it was like, I felt like the conversation got political
yeah.
out of nowhere. Like, actually, after a few minutes, you get used to it. Okay, well, she's not used to it. She's just telling you that she's not used to it. She's just, it's kind of the same as like, "Oh, you sick
like,
of this rain
was
or
reaching
what?"
reaching out to you like,
"Yeah."
You know, like, but it's, you know, I feel bad that you have to wear it all day, every day.
It was so like,
"Yeah, but it's not bad and it keeps people safe. You know, I'm happy to do it." Like, that's fine.
That's a nice thing to say.
Right.
But instead of being like, "You don't even notice it." That's like someone saying like, "Oh my gosh, when is this rain going to stop? I'm so sick of this." And then being like, "You know, they need the rain for the crops. So maybe we should just be happy that it's raining right now." Like, all right. I feel like she was just trying to connect with you, but okay.
That kind of goes against our general theory that people are only like that on television.
Well, it's seeping in. It's seeping in. That's exactly what I was thinking of when she was when you were telling that story,
Rachel.
I'm starting to think that it
seemed like you didn't know her name.
No, I did.
And it's been 3 days.
I didn't want to say she because then it's, and then I was like, do I say she? Do I say Rachel?
Actually, I identify as a he, him.
When the girl was talking, it reminded me of something.
When the J. Crew model was talking about her experience.
No, the J. Crew reject. They discriminate against me there.
Somehow. I find that very hard to believe.
We're going to do the experiment, dude.
I think we should.
They don't like me. They're like, "She smells like a river rat."
Will they say hi to me or you first?
Probably you.
If we both walk in at separate times and we start the clock.
They're going to say hi to you first.
I don't
guaranteed.
Think so. They're going to ask me if I'm lost.
Sir, we don't sell sweatpants here.
They attach themselves to me. Because I smell like someone who's trying to look younger than I really am, which I am, and probably brought money with them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they can manipulate
me. But I'm at the outlet. I've never even been into the real J. Crew. I can't afford those $70 sweaters. I'm at the outlet, and they got an issue. I'm just saying.
Mm-mm.
The true discrimination going on in this country. Right
yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Why are there no protests about this?
I smell that. I think it's Grafton.
Oh, God, it's her.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.